This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. This is Dominic Cortez, and this is Hammer Time Radio for this Saturday morning. And a special show for you today as we bring in our friends from Lakeshore Savings Bank to talk about our affiliation and connection over all the years between Lakeshore, Hammer Time Radio, and Cortez Construction. In studio with me is Susan Ballard. She's an EVP for the bank. Gabe Maddalena, who recently just got a promotion. We'll be learning about that. And a relationship manager, Teresa Campanella. You may remember recall all of the names of the people I just mentioned because a lot of them have been on the show before. But Susan has never been actually a guest before. But Susan and I have a connection, and that's, of course, with Rotary. And Rotary, actually, Susan, is, if you may not know, how Lakeshore became affiliated with Hammer Time Radio.
Well, good morning, Dominic, and it's great to be here with you, and that Rotary connection really is important to both of us,
right.
And I didn't know the long, rich history that you had with yes. Lakeshore and Rotary.
Yes, exactly. I think we're going on almost 20 years of affiliation between the bank and the show, and the idea was born to bring the branch managers on and interface them with our listening audience on a weekly basis. And also the point of bringing them on was to reinforce the ever-changing, complexion of what rates are and being able to update our audience on exactly what the rates are for the home equity products and the mortgage products. And I have to say it's proven to be a very successful relationship, not only for the show, but also, of course, for our company. And I hope so for the bank, too.
It's absolutely been beneficial for everybody that you've mentioned, and especially the bank. I think the Rotary connection is key because Rotary is a service organization. For mm-hmm. those people who are not familiar with the traditions of Rotary, it's really about service above self. And the industry that you're in is all about serving your customers and really meeting all of their needs. And the bank, that lines up so well with what our function is of putting people first and helping people with their financial needs. So the Rotary tie really does make a lot of sense.
And, you sitting in today kind of representing the bank at large, Dan couldn't be here today, which we regret, but we're glad to have you in his stead. Your background comes from a family business as well in your brother's construction company. Then you transitioned into real estate, and now you are here working for a 131-year-old institution. How does that feel as far as a career path?
Well, I'm really proud to be part of Lakeshore, and I think my background in construction and real estate development allowed me the opportunity to actually serve on the board of directors of Lakeshore Savings. I was a director for about 8 years before I had the opportunity to come inside the organization for a newly created position of the Executive Vice President of Retail Sales and Marketing, and that was about 2 years ago, and it has just really been a great opportunity for me, and I'm so proud of the bank and what we're able to do for the community.
Talk a little bit about what your role is at the bank.
Well, I have responsibility for a number of different areas, but retail sales and marketing talks about retail from the standpoint of the branches and the services that we provide to consumers. Mm-hmm. Lending, deposits, all of the banking functions that the listening public would expect.
Sure.
But then also sales. You know, we consider some of our team to be salespeople.
Right.
We need to promote the products and services that we have to make people aware of what the opportunities are for them to utilize their funds in ways that can best serve them. And then obviously marketing, we need to get the message out. Part of the reason why I'm here today.
Exactly. You know, we're living in an interesting time because I think you could call this a transitional period where we're moving away from traditional kinds of retail to more untraditional and, you know, the new frontier, if you will, of working completely online for everything that we do. And the bank's in kind of in that transition too.
Very much so. You know, technology makes opportunities available to us, you know, with an ever-increasing pace. So things that we're able to do today that we weren't able to do 10 years ago, mm-hmm. Now 2 years from now, we'll be amazed by things that we're doing 2 years from now, the pace at which change is happening. But at the core of serving our customers at Lakeshore and putting people first is the customer service that we provide.
Right.
So regardless of what technology is out there, what advancements, what machines and computers and mobile devices can be used for convenience purposes, we have experts that work at Lakeshore on behalf of our customers on a regular basis, because while the technology is convenient, it doesn't provide that one-on-one experience.
Yeah, you never get the human touch without it being face-to-face. But give us a sense, though, of how complete your experience with the bank can be completely virtually and online.
Well, we have the opportunity for customers to visit our website and see what services we have available. And from those services, they are able to contact any one of the members of our staff to assist them with whatever their needs might be, whether it be lending or whether it be where to put funds, if mm-hmm. they've got an IRA that they need to deal with or an HSA question that they have. We have all of those services available. And most of the banking functions can be performed nowadays on a mobile device.
Yeah. So it's safe to say that you really never have to go into a branch.
Well, we'd hate to think that be the case because mm-hmm. we have such dedicated staff in the branches who are there to serve our
right.
customers, whether it be face-to-face or through the drive-through or over the phone. But yeah, so much of the regular everyday transactions can be completed without visiting a branch. But you do need to have the experts there to be able to provide the information and resources.
Let's talk about the bank's footprint. Originally founded and started in the Dunkirk area. Branched out into the county of Erie about 20 years ago when we, as I mentioned, made the connection to bring the bank on the show. Not a huge retail kind of presence, brick and mortar wise, with only 5 locations in Erie County.
Actually, we're very proud of the strategic decisions that we've made. We actually have 5 branches in Chautauqua County, and we have 6 in Erie County. Mm-hmm. And we have them spread out intentionally to be able to serve all of Erie County. But, you know, people read in the paper headlines about banks that
right.
are closing branches and they're consolidating because of this shift to technology.
Right.
And in fact, we don't ever have that consideration because we were so purposeful about where our branches would be located. And there is a bit of a distance between the branches. We have branches in Orchard Park, Hamburg, Depew, East Amherst, Snyder, and Kenmore. And if you think about that, it really does blanket most of Erie County.
Sure.
And then in Chautauqua County, we were founded in Dunkirk, so we have our flagship branch there. We have a branch nearby in Fredonia. We also have a branch in Westfield, and then two in the Jamestown area. So very purposeful about where our presence is felt in Chautauqua and Erie County.
So the bank was started in Dunkirk, New York, and you mentioned the headquarters is still there, and there's still a vibrant presence that the bank has in that Chautauqua County region.
Absolutely. In Chautauqua County, Lakeshore is sort of a household name.
Right.
In Erie County, it's a little bit more of an effort that we need to place in terms of recognition. And if you think about it, 131 years in Chautauqua County and, you know, between 15 years, 20 years in Erie County, we've got a long way to go in terms of getting the message across. And because we only have the strategic six branches, we are a bit of a smaller player compared to some of the larger banks. But we are a community bank, and that's what does differentiate us from many of the other larger banks that are in the area.
I often joke with Dan Reiniger, the president of the bank, that I've never really been affiliated with an organization whose catchphrase and sell line epitomizes what the bank's all about, and that is putting people first. Because really, I think every experience I've had with the bank really makes me feel when I walk away that I was put first. What do you think about that whole catchphrase?
When I first joined the board of directors and I heard putting people first, I thought it sounded sort of like a generic catchphrase or tagline that could be used by almost any organization. Everybody thinks they put people first, but I really came to understand that Lakeshore lives that motto. And all of the decisions that are made about the bank take into consideration the people that are involved. And it's not just the customers. It's our employees, our shareholders, our customers, and the community. All four of those things factor in.
Let's talk about the leadership of the bank for a moment with Dan at the helm. You know, there's something about him that I think epitomizes a good leader, because he doesn't have a ivory tower perspective on life in general, but especially on how he runs the bank. He really does bring himself right down to ground floor and interface with, you know, the teller at the teller line and the customer that walks in the door. I mean, that really does says a lot about him as an individual.
It really does. It says a lot about Dan as an individual, and it says a lot about the organization. When I've had the opportunity to visit branches with Dan Reininger, and he knows the names of tellers, and if he doesn't know who a customer is who's standing in line and waiting to be served, he goes over and introduces himself, says that he's the president of the bank, and thanks them for being a customer of Lakeshore Savings Bank. And you just don't find that in other organizations you have access to the CEO, and he genuinely cares about the customers.
Well, there we go, putting people first.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
Good morning, Western New York. This is Christina Schwindler here from Lakeshore Savings Bank. I just wanted to first share some exciting news that I have assumed managing our East Amherst branch. So be sure to give us a call to discuss your mortgage options and rates, home equity rates, and learn about our great CD special that is currently at 2.60. Yes, you heard me right, 2.60. You can reach me or my staff at 716-688-6114.
Come and meet me down by the shore, lake shore.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. CMP has a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Senior Radio Buffalo, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Linda Pellegrino here to recommend SAS shoes and orthotics. It's summer and time to get rid of your foot, back, and knee pain with expertly made and American crafted casual shoes, sandals, and sneakers. You don't need to sacrifice quality and comfort for summertime sandals and sneakers at affordable prices. Love your feet again at SAS shoes located conveniently at the Transit Town Plaza. Also, listen in as we talk to experts from People Inc. as they share information on the many programs People Inc. has to offer. People Inc. has programs to help seniors and all people become contributing and active members in their communities. Learn about these programs and more by listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11.
Attention veterans, if you were stationed at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1987, you and your family may be victims of toxic water poisoning. Cancers, birth defects, deadly illnesses have all been linked to the contaminated water. Congress is now holding the government accountable. You could be awarded financial compensation for your suffering, but you must act now. Get your free case review. Call True Law at 877-560-8555, 877-560-8555, or visit sickvets.com. That's sickvets.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on your job to ensure that your job is done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof, folks. You can trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. You can schedule online, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. We have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play.
No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
So you heard me speak about my friends at NOCO and how they saved the day for me when my condenser failed and I had no AC and no one else could figure out why. Well, guess what? It was a factory defect. They fixed it and I've enjoyed cool air all summer long. Right now, Hammer Time listeners, you can take care of NOCO's offer to get you comfortable for the fall. Receive $300 off your new AC or furnace with 0% APR financing for 60 months. That's so good, it's worth repeating. $300 off your new AC or furnace system with 0% interest for 5 years. Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, NOCO has the hookup there as well. Their experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC or furnace tune-up for just $99. Give them a call today, 716-902-6414. 902-6414. You'll get a free estimate, noco.com/heating and cooling. NOCO, providing healthier air quality since 1933. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Dominic Cortese with you with my friends from Lakeshore Savings Bank. In studio with me is Susan Ballard, an EVP with the bank. Gabriel Maddalena, who you all know that name. He's got a new role. We're going to learn about that shortly. And Teresa Campanelli, you remember her too. She has a new role with relationship banking. From what I understand about your new title, Teresa, you pretty much are in charge of taking people by the hand and walking them through their process of closing their loans and their applications with the bank.
Hi, Dominic. Thank you for having me. Yes, relationship building is what it is, relationship building. It's taking customer from the start to the finish of whether it be a mortgage, a home equity, a deposit account, talking them through online banking, whatever it may be.
That must be very fulfilling and rewarding to be able to help people in that way. So let's talk a little bit about your day-to-day. First of all, the products that the bank has that are really kind of, I think, revolutionary in terms of appealing to the marketplace for what customers are looking for, especially the home equity line of credit, which continues to kind of defy gravity, if you will, at the rate that that's being offered at, an introductory rate of 2.5% with no cost whatsoever. I don't know of any other bank, and Gabe, jump in here, that's doing that at such a great rate with a great offering of no cost.
You know, Dominic, when as you mentioned, no closing cost, 2.5% fixed for the first 12 months, even beyond that introductory rate, we do have some great fixed rates that come after that. Mm-hmm. So, and the fact that the customer has an opportunity at any point throughout the whole process of that line of credit, they can lock in for a fixed term and fixed rate. So, right now, most people are just enjoying that 2.5% for the first 12 months, and then, figuring out what they want to do afterwards.
So when we talk about the no-cost side of the home equity line of credit, I mean, it's quite remarkable. I think we did the math, you and I, once. It could be upwards of $1,500 of net savings that the homeowner does not have to pay for between the application fee, the appraisal fee, the mortgage taxes, the closing costs. All of those are zeroed out.
Absolutely, Dominic. And, the savings between the closing cost and the great rate that they're getting, the fact that they don't have to use the line of credit. We don't force the customer to use that line of credit. We do ask that they, use it responsible. And, we go over that process with all of our customers. And the way they use it is the way it's going to be for, that whole term. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great product from beginning to end.
So, of course, we refer everybody to the bank. And the whole idea of using equity is to basically get the project built, a home renovation done, within that shield of what the equity reserve is in the property between the home's value and what you owe against it. I like to call that free money because it's so easy to access and the rate is so cheap.
You are correct, Dominic. The flexibility of the home equity line of credit at Lakeshore really makes it affordable and makes it easy to use, just as you spoke about it.
When you can dumb it down to $100,000 worth of renovation is basically $660 and change per month on a 15-year amortization at the 2.5% rate. Think about that. You can get $100,000 worth of work done for a $660 payment. I mean, it really makes it more affordable and attainable to the average homeowner.
When you break it down to those terms and you break it down to a monthly, it really helps people to focus on really how much can they afford. And any Lakeshore mortgage or home equity originator we'll be able to sit down with the customer and go over that with them in detail.
Because the other side of the coin is, let's say we have a scenario where we do not have equity. You just bought the house and your mortgage to the hilt, and you still need a renovation done. Well, the bank has a solution for that too with the future value loan. Now explain the difference between the two, the home equity line of credit and the future value loan.
So that future value home loan is really a unique product out there. And this is one of the ways that Lakeshore really can go out there and really serve its community by allowing the customer to bring us plans on what project or home improvement they're going to do. We're going to show that to an appraiser. They're going to appraise the house at what the value will come in and once the job is done. So that allows them to borrow on that future value of what that house is going to be appraised for, which just makes sense all day long.
So we have seen it be very successfully used in the scenario, as I mentioned, with tight equity. It basically becomes a building loan, a builder's loan for a home renovation project. So the bank is partnered in. We're named on the check. The homeowner's named on the check. The bank does inspections. So it's really kind of a safe environment for the bank to operate in. It protects the homeowner, it protects the builder, and it protects the bank.
Yeah, we do some draws on it, similar to like a construction loan.
Right.
Usually there's like two draws that's done on a future value because that's pretty much all that's needed. So we will be in first lien position. So if you do have a first mortgage, we will pay that off for you, put it all into one loan so you're making one payment. And then as the project starts, we will start to make draws on it.
Well, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. But when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with my friends from Lakeshore, and we'll learn more about Gabe's new role at the bank right after the news.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. The Buffalo School Board is proposing three staggered start times of 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30 a.m. to help out with the driver shortage and make sure all students are being picked up safely. The current start times for the district are 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. However, Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Rumor told WBEN that talks about a change like this should have started much sooner.
What you do is you have to start earlier. This is, should have been started in January or earlier and sat down and tried to work things out. Not spring it on parents. The thing is that nobody even knows what it is that they want to do.
Meanwhile, Buffalo school teachers began their Friday picketing once again outside their schools before heading inside for classes. The Buffalo Teachers Federation is taking the action to call attention to stalled contract talks and a host of other issues, including wages and staffing. While negotiations continue to lead to nowhere, teachers like Sam Fritz from the DeUville Porter campus are not concerned with the possibility of a strike just yet.
There are a lot of disincentives for us to go on strike. It would be at a great sacrifice. We would have to feel that there was no other alternative for anything like that to happen. So I'm optimistic that we won't be going on strike anytime soon.
More from Buffalo Teachers is available at WBEN.com. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
So you heard me speak about my friends at NOCO and how they saved the day for me when my condenser failed and I had no AC and no one else could figure out why. Well, guess what? It was a factory defect. They fixed it and I've enjoyed cool air all summer long. Right now, Hammer Time listeners, you can take care of NOCO's offer to get you comfortable for the fall. Receive $300 off your new AC or furnace with 0% APR financing for 60 months. That's so good, it's worth repeating. $300 off your new AC or furnace system with 0% interest for 5 years. Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, NOCO has the hookup there as well. Their experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC or furnace tune-up for just $99. Give them a call today, 716-902-6414. 902-6414. You'll get a free estimate, noco.com/heating and cooling. NOCO. Providing healthier air quality since 1933, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again, and now we're making it affordable again. Come out and test drive on one of our outstanding selection of recliners. We have small lady-sized recliners, large two-person recliners, lift chairs with heat and massage, and even a recliner our customers call the most comfortable chair in the world. But let's say you find the perfect chair and wonder if it's available at a lower price online. That's not an issue at Town & Country Furniture. We price match Amazon every time so you can still get the best price and buy local. Check out our two-sided mattresses that last twice as long as others. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Making America comfortable and affordable again.
Level up your entertainment experience. Casino Niagara is home to Niagara's largest sports bar and entertainment restaurant, Level 2. We've got you covered with over 50 HD plasma screens, keeping you in the action for all the edge of your seat games. Plus over 200 slots, a luxurious poker room, and a game-winning menu for the best seat on any game day. Visit CasinoNiagara.com for more details. Must be 19 or older. Play smart. Level 2 at Casino Niagara. We're just playing more fun.
Hey folks, how do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic Cortez here, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirrors. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Or better than that, stop in to their showroom in Willitzer Park and check it out there. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
We're getting back to life, back to the office, parties, sporting events, but now it's also time to consider your health. Hi, I'm Dr. Candace Johnson, President and CEO of Roswell Park. If you've waited to schedule your cancer screening, delayed your doctor's appointments, and have been ignoring that lingering symptom that is just not right, or you've been diagnosed with cancer, it's important to have a plan. Catching cancer early is the key to surviving this disease. If you're due for a colonoscopy or mammogram or a lung, prostate, or cervical cancer check, don't put it off any longer. Too many of these life-saving screenings have been missed over the last 2 years. If you're one of them, it's time to catch up. Please don't wait until it's too late. Now is the time to get checked out and add that cancer screening to your summer calendar. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, Roswell Park is here for you.
Do you need a cancer screening? Find out at roswellpark.org/backtohealth.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my good friends at Big L Windows and Doors, located at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, right by the thruway. The phone number is 716-895-8484, and the website, biglwindows.com. Think of Big L Windows and Doors when you're thinking of windows and doors, and think of Marvin Windows and Therma-True Doors. Marvin Windows, we have them in the Come Home to Cortez showroom. They're a great window. We have the Essential Window. It's a fiberglass product, fiberglass in, fiberglass out, fiberglass more stable than vinyl, and they look good too. Check them all out at Marvin Windows at Big L Windows and Doors. 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. Look for Bill Horbitt Sr. Tell him Dominic says hi. Ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what they're all about at Big L, with their total trust guarantee, doing the right thing for you. Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. It is.
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez in studio. My friends from Lakeshore Savings Bank are with me. Susan Ballard, she's an EVP in charge of the retail banking side. Gabe Maddalena, we're going to learn about his new title right now. And, of course, Teresa Campanella, relationship banker. So, Gabe, tell us, you're transitioning from being a branch manager to?
Senior Retail Lending Officer.
What does that mean?
So, you know, for decades I've been taking care of customers with opening up accounts and helping them with lending. So now my concentration will mostly be on lending. So I will be helping customers. I'll still be originating loans. Anybody has questions regarding home equity, mortgages, I'm still going to be able to originate that loan and process that from beginning to end.
Okay.
You know, the additional pieces will be I'll help the bank to make some approvals and decisions that make sense for the customer and obviously for the bank as well. So my position will concentrate mostly on lending.
Okay. And now you are actually going to be roving the region.
I will. Mostly I'll be, my hub will be at the Snyder office. So I'll have an office there. But as needed, if I need to meet a client, if I need to be at a branch, I can, you know, have that liberty to do so.
When we talk about the bank's involvement with mortgage lending, you know, that's probably at the core of what the bank's all about is mortgages. In fact, from what I understand, the bank never sells its mortgages.
So we are, lending is our bread and butter. That's what, you know, like you mentioned, we've done that for, you know, over a century. And if we never sell the servicing of our loans, so what that means to a customer is they always make their payments to us. If there's a question or a problem, there's not an 800 number that they have to reach out to and be on hold for a long period of time. They can walk into any branch. They can call our call center, which is located right in Dunkirk, New York. So all of those calls are handled, or if they're coming in, they can walk into an office and they can get their questions answered.
That alone is quite unique, is it not? Most banks, from what I understand, do sell the servicing of the mortgages.
You're absolutely correct. Most banks are doing that. They take in a loan, they sell it right away, and you know, then the servicing gets sold. So they don't have to, they don't have the ability to be able to answer some of those questions that customers, you know, might have. If you have a mortgage, you know, it's something that questions will come up. And we try to make that process as easy as possible. We try to avoid any issues that may come up. And we're thorough with our customers so that we try to answer a lot of their questions up front.
So you mentioned the bank, you know, the bank's bread and butter is lending. I think to that end, the bank's rates on lending are really kind of cutting edge too, because they're remarkably good and competitive. And when we compare what we were talking about with Susan earlier about the fact that there's not a huge footprint in Erie County, but yet the rates are really second to none. How does that work?
Well, if you look at the volume of loans that we do, it really leads to competitive rates and great service. And being around for 131 years, we've created this environment that is really spreading to our Western New York community. And so we continue to stay competitive with rates. We have to. This is how we can serve our community in the best fashion. So great rates, low closing cost, or maybe even no closing cost, and just the greatest service that you can receive.
So today's the 10th of September, 2022. Where are we right now with the rates, and where do you see them trending in the next several weeks or months?
Well, you know, you come in for a mortgage right now, your traditional conventional mortgage is going to have, the rate's going to have either a 4 or 5 in front of it. You know, and so again, we are still remaining as competitive as possible. We keep that rate low. You know, we are a small bank with very low overhead. So we don't need to bring in any type of income that is above and beyond that's not necessary. Mm-hmm. And again, that's why we serve the community right, and we always sell with integrity. There's never something that we're going to sell to a customer that doesn't make sense for them.
So bittersweet for me, Gabe. You're leaving the East Amherst branch. Of course, Teresa will still be there. It's actually Clarence, not East Amherst. And Christina Schwendler is taking your place as manager. Interesting, we had Christina as our manager at George Urban and Dick, and now she's moving over to the Clarence branch. So we're glad to be able to be back with her. So that's an interesting transition for us to be able to have had her there and now back again. So the commercial side for us is another valuable and vital link, and that we, as a company, bank Cortese Construction with Lakeshore Savings Bank. Lakeshore Savings Bank financed and built our new headquarters at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're very proud of that connection as well, because that's another vital link to the community.
Absolutely. With the commercial lending piece that we do, Jeff Wardine heads that department and has done a fabulous job and continues to really serve our community on the business side. He's got a great team located right out of right behind the Orchard Park branch, and continues to look at product, look at rates, keep costs down, help businesses to continue to grow their business in the fashion that you did, you know, either it's through a commercial line of credit or a commercial construction loan, mm-hmm. so that you can build that business and expand that business and keep it going.
I don't know of how many banks are offering businesses a interest-bearing savings account. The Lakeshore does.
We sure do. You know, rates have been a struggle, but again, we continue to try to be as competitive as possible. You know, and while some people are comfortable just leaving, you know, a hefty balance in their business checking account, it's a good idea to expand and push some of that into a business savings account just to generate a little bit of more interest. You know, at the end of the year, it's just going to be extra money on the bottom line.
Going back to the story of how Lakeshore became affiliated with Hammer Time Radio. Interesting enough, at the time we were banking with a big box bank, and we had an issue where we were going for an additional line of credit because we were expanding our offerings by adding the Sunroom product line. Went to that big box bank and asked for a continuation of our line of credit, And they told me that not only were they closing our line of credit, they were not only denying my application, but closing our line that we had because they were getting out of retail. And that's what transitioned us to Lakeshore. It's just amazing the dynamics at the high level of banking to be then have the rug pulled out on you like that. And then, you know, realizing that a small bank is actually going to serve you better.
Absolutely. You know, with you know, as far as, you know, what Lakeshore does to help their clients, you know, whether you're a smaller client or a larger client, we're going to serve that customer, you know, with fairness and with, you know, the service that they deserve, no matter the size. If it's a company that's too large, we're not just going to say no. You know, we're going to look into that because maybe we can. There's something that we can do. There's options.
Well, I've been quite impressed when I hear the list, and I, you know, Dan and I have had conversations about this. The bank's involved with some pretty big projects around the community.
Lakeshore really does do their job, they really try to help as many clients as possible, and some of the projects are pretty big. For the larger projects, we do. Bring in other smaller banks to share with
sure.
that. Again, we don't like to say no. If there's a way that we can make something work, we're going to look at all avenues to make that project work.
Well, let's go back to the discussion of where rates are right now, Gabe. Take out your crystal ball and, you know, kind of reading the tea leaves on where we've been with this bout of inflation and what it's done to the Fed's interest at trying to kind of, you know, pacify that with rate increases. Just, I won't hold you to this, and no one listening will either, but if you were to guess, where do you think things are going as far as long term?
Feds have mentioned that they will be meeting later this month. They did mention that they want to raise rates again. So with that, you know, my estimate would be that rates are probably going to continue to rise again. So if anybody is thinking about doing a mortgage, refinancing, mm-hmm. whatever that project is, home equity, I would, you know, get in touch with a Lakeshore representative today and talk about options, at least get that conversation going, see what, you know, what your plan is and what you're thinking, you know, and a Lakeshore representative will definitely help lay out different options.
Now, when we talk about bank products, you know, the mortgage is a big piece. With commercial banking, commercial lending, another big piece. The checking account side is another big piece. Let's talk about some of the services the bank has with checking.
We basically have three wonderful checking accounts. We have a basic checking account that, you know, will serve anybody. Then we have a more competitive checking account that actually has different products and services that are pretty unique for having a checking account. For instance, a couple of the ones that come to my mind that are really advantageous to most people, free cell phone insurance. Hmm. You know, some people are paying $10, $12 a month. That could be free with one of our accounts that we have at Lakeshore. Also, your basic roadside assistance. What a great comfort to know, especially with the weather changing soon. Why not open up a checking account and get some really unique benefits with it.
We're going to take another break, but when we come back, we'll continue that discussion about checking, and we'll also get into a discussion about the bank's involvement in our community. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
Good morning. This is Peter from Indoor Air Professionals. So beating the fall rush is the key to this time of year, folks, as the phones are ringing pretty hard. So, you know that smell? Ooh, that smell when your furnace kicks on for the first time a year. We haven't had that yet, but that's the smell of the dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mites that have settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. And it's, you know, it's still summer on the calendar, but this could happen anywhere from 10 days to 20 days out. As the nights start to cool, and before you know it, it'll kick on. And all this unhealthy contamination burns off in a day or two. However, it's only the tip of the iceberg of what's remaining in your air duct system. So you need to call us today at Indoor Air Professionals to clean and sanitize your duct system. We can make that sick, headachey, stuffy feeling go away. and we're the only full service, fully certified indoor air quality company. So you got to get your ducts cleaned soon. And also, let's not forget about the medical grade air purifiers with the DFS technology are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. And these are units are available in portables that cover 1,200 square feet and 500 square feet, as well as ones that fit on your furnace. And lastly, we have a new offer for the amazing April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier. We've been talking about $250 off, but now you can save an additional $100 with a manufacturer rebate. So that's $350 off the High Capacity Dehumidifier. You can still save $90 to $150 off on duct cleaning, and you can save $300 off the portable air purifiers. Call me today, 683-3000. That's 683-3000, but you got to call today to get these Hammer Time specials. Thank you.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Are you number one in the number two business? Consider yourself a good plumber? Frank's Mr. Plumber knows you're worth your weight in gold. After over 35 years in business, Frank's Mr. Plumber knows you want flexible hours, vacation time, 401k plans, and health insurance. Call Frank's Mr. Plumber and work with a team of plumbers who take pride in doing things right, utilize state-of-the-art equipment, and are treated like gold. Earn $80 to $100K your first year as a service plumber. Call Julia at 295-6435. That's 295-6435.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to TAG. For over 40 years, TAG Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust TAG for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. TAG offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust TAG Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at TAG, you're it.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my good friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yeah, give them a call today if you'd like to talk to them about a new garage door, an epoxy-coated floor, or organizing your garage. They've got discounts for you. 716-715-6927, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. What are the discounts, Dominic? Well, how about $100 off a new garage door? How about combining that with an epoxy floor and saving $300? And if you combine that all together with a organized storage cabinet, how about a $500 savings? That's right. Buy all three and save $500. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio, Gorilla Garage Gear, 716-715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
This is Garrett Mayer. 170 years ago, my family opened the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill in West Seneca.
We still squeeze fresh, crisp apples using traditional cheesecloth presses to make our legendary cider. After they're pressed, we flash pasteurize the cider so we never need preservatives. Pure, natural, and so refreshing. With each new variety harvested, the flavor of our cider is ever-changing, so visit us often throughout the fall season.
Stroll into the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery. The aroma of fresh baked pies is in the air. We welcome all of Western New York to taste our incredible donuts and gourmet delicacies.
Come celebrate our 170th year and check out MayerBrothers.com. You can share Mayer Brothers with family and friends. Place your order online, then have it delivered anywhere in the United States.
We're at the corner of Seneca Creek and Transit Roads in West Seneca. Taste the difference. Fresh is best at our historic Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery.
An important message from Medicare.
Medicare savings programs can lower your Part B premium from $170 to $0. With these programs run by your state, you could save on your premium, deductibles, and more, and your Medicare coverage will not change. If you're single with an income of $20,000 or less, or married with an income of $25,000 or less, it's worth it to see if you qualify. Call 1-800-MEDICARE and ask about Medicare savings programs.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After my truck accident, my attorney from the Barnes firm got me $1.4 million.
After my accident, insurance wasn't fair. My attorneys now at the Barnes firm got me $1.2 million.
I'm attorney Rich Barnes. Most people don't know how much their case is worth. Call our Buffalo office now and let us help you get the best result possible.
The Barnes firm.
Injury attorneys, call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? I'll tell you. Natural light and fresh air, that's how. There is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, folks, they're good for your health and well-being too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air skylights from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com, located on Seneca Street, on Sheridan Drive, and Sheridan, Delaware. Stop in, tell them Dominic sent you. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez back with you with our closing segment with my friends from Lakeshore Savings Bank for this Saturday morning. Susan Ballard from the bank, along with Gabe Maddalena and Teresa Campanella. You know, one of the things that also inspires me about our relationship with Lakeshore is the involvement the bank has in our community. And Dan has been gracious enough to invite us and have us partner in with some of those that I wouldn't have been affiliated with if it wasn't for the bank and for Dan. And of course, top of that list in my mind is Mikey's Way. We've done some fundraisers for Mikey's Way. We've attended a Mikey's Way Day, which was quite tear-jerking. But that kind of grassroots involvement the bank has is really kind of another inspiration for me.
Absolutely, Dominic. It's important. We are a community bank, and that does differentiate us from some of the other type of financial institutions in our area. So our commitment to the community is at our core. It's part of our mission statement. We don't neglect the fact that the community supports us as a financial institution, so we have to then in turn support them. We're very involved, as you mentioned, with Mikey's Way. We sponsor the Business First Women of Influence, which is coming up next week. There's a luncheon to recognize those women. And historically, we've provided grants to the recipients to be able to, in turn, put money back into the community and the not-for-profits that they support. We also believe it's important to support the young professionals in our community. Mm-hmm. So we sponsor the Business First 30 Under 30. We were just out at Highmark Stadium last weekend supporting Wing Fest. So mm-hmm. we do some fun things in the community as well. Teresa and I were at the American Heart Association Go Red for Women luncheon recently. So we bring our valued personnel with us out into the community to really try to make a difference.
An organization that I admittedly knew little about until I was introduced to them through the bank was the Buffalo Bills Alumni Association. And when you think about that organization, at first blush or at, you know, a cursory glance, you might not know of its vitalness in terms of providing services that you would never think a football team's alumni association would be involved with.
Absolutely. We were honored last year. The Alumni Association of the Bills allowed us the opportunity to sell their Hall of Fame posters as a fundraiser. We sold it in all of our branches. Teresa and Gabe participated in that. And we had people that were coming in learning about Lakeshore because they wanted to get one of these Hall of Fame posters. And it helped us to forge relationships with people in the community, but it also gave us the opportunity to support, you know, those senior members of the Bills, the legacy that's, you know, built the foundation that we have today. Super excited as an organization to support the Bills. The board of directors and Dan Reiniga presented all of our employees with the opportunity to have a Buffalo Bills jersey. So we will all be wearing our jerseys this season in support of the Buffalo Bills in the branches. So it's at our core.
I don't know whether you're prepared for this question, but if you do know, I'd like to have you comment about how vital the Bills Alumni Association is with some key efforts. One of them I know is prostate cancer.
Yes, they're super supportive of that. I don't know all the specifics of it, but I will tell you that our connection to the Buffalo Bills Alumni Association is really important to us. We do sponsor the Van Miller Golf Tournament, right. An annual tournament, and the Bills that come out and support Van Miller, you know, after his passing, and to you know, be able to be key participants in that over the years. Gabe, I think you've played in that most recently, and you can attest to the connection between the bank and the community. It's not just because it's a sports team, and it's not like you see the corporate sponsorships in other cities. This is really a heartfelt connection between individuals.
It really is. You know, to, you know, just to reiterate what Susan is saying there, whether it's through the great organizations that were already mentioned, or working with our community through the Chambers of Commerce. I currently sit on the board with the Clarence Chamber of Commerce. I'm also involved with the Town of Clarence Baseball Association. I sit on the board as well. So many, many communities that we're helping, all of our personnel, we're encouraged from senior management at Lakeshore to get out there and sit on boards, you know, on a voluntary basis, and just do whatever we can to...
Gabriel, good luck with your new role. And, of course, you're still in our rotation, so we won't let you go from that. Teresa, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Dominic.
And Susan, thank you very much.
Appreciate you, Dominic.
Having the time to be with us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.